Amen. Thank you, Brother Jim. Thank you, Brother Billy. It sure is good to be with you. Thank all of you for being here, and I thank Benson Grove Baptist Church for this wonderful camp meeting. My, what a wonderful, wonderful facility you have and how you blessed us to open your doors to us. We could come in and just really, we need this. You know, I do. I need a spiritual touch. I need something, don't you? And I came expecting something, and I'm not going to leave till I get something. Thank God for that. So this morning, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John. We're going to read in chapter 5. And the title of my message this morning, God has laid on my heart, is How are the rivers of water flowing through you? In John chapter 7 and verse 38, I'm just going to use this as a text verse, Jesus was speaking and he said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And you know, today what we need from me and from you is we need rivers of living water flowing out of us. That spiritual living water needs to be coming out of us. And we need to be stirred up about the things of God. And I want to use this story today. This story is not about the church, but I'm going to apply it to the church because this is a story of people who had physical problems and were in need of help. But yet we as a church, and I'm talking about the church in general, I'm not talking about any specific assembly, but we need help. We need spiritual help. I tell you, time is running out and we need to get busy. I appreciate what Brother Wayne said. It goes right along with what God's laid on my heart. Father, we pray now, God, that you just open our spiritual eyes. Get us off of the physical, Lord. I know it's hard sometimes to get away from the physical. But Lord, we ask you, God, to help us to see with our spiritual eyes this morning. Because we need you. And God, we pray you'll help us right now. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible said in John chapter 5 and verse 1, it says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Let's stop right there. I want us to see as we go along three pictures. First is the spiritual condition of the church in general. The second picture is the spiritual condition of the average church member. And the third is our Lord Jesus Christ in action. He's our helper. And so he said here in verse 2 there is a pool which is called Bethesda in the Hebrew tongue. What is a pool? A pool is a place where we go and relax. You know, people go and sit down by the pool and the water's calm. And we see this is actually what's going on in a lot of church today, a lot of the assemblies. As Brother Wayne said, people are sitting around doing nothing. They act like they're relaxing. And we see nothing taking place. And he said that this place has five porches. That, again, represents the division, I believe. We've got people in different groups in different assemblies. You know, some people say, well, I don't come when Brother so-and-so preaches. I come when the pastor preaches. And if something else is going on that I don't like, I don't come. I belong to a certain crowd, and we don't come. And you know how it goes. There's a clique all around, you know, different cliques. And people want to stay in their clique, and they don't want to mingle and to fellowship with all the church. And that's a terrible thing. So, and then in verse 3, he said, in these, talking about in these porches, lay a great multitude of impotent folk. What's impotent folk mean? These are powerless people. They were weak. They had no physical strength. But we're applying this to the church this morning, and there are many, many impotent, spiritually impotent folk in the church. They have no spiritual strength. And you see, these folk who were in at this pool in this actual story, they had really no choice. They had physical problems that made them physically weak. But you see, in the church, we have a choice. We don't have to be spiritually weak. We don't have to be spiritually impotent. And he said they're blind. He said they're halt. They're withered. So what is blind? Of course, we're talking about spiritually blind. We are here. And what I'm applying this to, people who, their eyes of understanding are darkened. They have no desire or a spiritual appetite for the Word of God. They have no desire to apply the Word of God to their lives. And they have no desire to grow and mature as believers. They're blind. Halt means that they just limped around. You know, and that's the way a lot of people are in spiritual matters. Their spiritual bodies, they limp around. They're here and there. They go from one church to another. They just limp here and there. They're in church, out of church. And then we see they're withered. They're not really developed spiritually. They don't want development. They don't want to grow. And yet they're waiting. They're sitting there waiting for the moving of the water. They're waiting for that living water to move. They're just sitting there waiting. They're not obedient, because if they were obedient, we would see a moving of the water, where the spiritual water would be taking place. And it said, for an angel went down about a season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And you see, that's the way it is in the church. People sitting around waiting, and every now and then that we see a little movement. We see maybe a soul get saved. We see a backslider get restored. We see somebody growing. We see a home repaired that was broken. We see a little moving of water, but then things just seem to go back to being calm again. And this is the way it happens spiritually. And so then in verse 5, and he said, for us, and we see now here, that's the condition of the church. I'm using that to represent the spiritual condition of the church in general. Now we see the average church member. He said, for a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. That's a long time, isn't it? 38 years. And do you know that some people in the church have been in the church for years and years, yet they've never participated spiritually in what's going on? Yet they say they're saved, and perhaps they are, but they have no desire for a spiritual movement of the water, apparently because they're not contributing, they're not obedient, they're not helping in any way, and they're just there. And so 38 years is a long time. And Then we see our Lord Jesus Christ in action. We see him in verse 6. He said, when Jesus saw him, notice that when he saw him lie. So we see Jesus saw him. He saw him lying there. And then he knew him. He knew he had been in that, he'd been that now a long time in that case. He knew he'd been there a while. And he saith unto him. In other words, Jesus spoke to him. So Jesus saw him, he knew him, and Jesus spoke. The Holy Spirit of God is going around in many assemblies, moving from pew to pew. And our Lord is magnified nowadays. His magnification is through the Holy Spirit in the church working. Our Lord is working through his Spirit. And yet he saith, our Lord, through the Holy Spirit, speaks to us individually. You know, I've been in this shape at times. You know, the rivers of living water weren't flowing too good, you know. And I know I've been like the water's still. Water's not moving. But whose choice was it? And whose problem was it? It's me. It's me. And then Jesus said to him, wilt thou be made whole? You know, Jesus wants a movement. He wants a spiritual movement. That's the way God's work gets done. Not only in the church, but if we have a moving of the water, you know, if we really get it moving and things get going on, it's going to last 7 days a week. Yeah. Wherever we go, whatever we do, People are going to know that there's some living water in me. They know that the Holy Spirit's moving. He said, "Will thou be made whole?" And the impotent man, notice his response. He answered just like many believers answer today. He answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." We see here that this man, he's got a problem in that he's making excuses. Well, that's one way we could look at it. It's somebody else's problem that I've not been made whole. Somebody else has stepped in my way. Some other people have gotten in my way. Or he said, the impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man." That, another way we could look at that is that he's relying on what man can do and not relying on what God can do. We see here that this is the picture of the average church member. And then we see the Lord in action here in verse 8. Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." Jesus is in our midst right now. The Holy Spirit is moving right now. Perhaps someone here today would say, "You know, I need that water. Living water moving in me." Jesus is here to make anyone who isn't whole again. And so Jesus, and it says, and immediately the man was made whole. You know, when God moves instantaneously, he brings results through his Holy Spirit. And he said, and he took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. You see, God healed right away, instantaneously. And that's what we need. We need a spiritual awakening. We need a spiritual movement in most churches today. If we want God's work to go forward, we need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need that living water. I need to have it flowing. If it's not flowing out of me and other folks in the church, it's flowing out of them, you see, then the church is not as powerful as it could be because I'm holding things back. I'm a hindrance instead of a help. So in closing now, I believe we're about out of time, but I just want to say thank you for listening. I want to ask you this. How are the living waters, the rivers of living water flowing in you this morning? And when you go back to your home church, hopefully, you know, that's our job as preachers. When we preach to a congregation, is to help, to be a help, to get people saved, to get those out of the will of God restored, to get homes and families repaired that are broken, and to see a movement. You know, and the work we do, it's not what man would do. Ours is, you know, Paul said, we have not received the Spirit which is of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things freely given to us of God. That which also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. For the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, for they're spiritually discerned. So we need spiritual discernment if we're going to have a moving water. That living water moving, we need spiritual discernment, and we need to see things working like they should be. Oh God, Father, speak to every heart. Lord, we want to see the altars in all of our churches, wherever we are. We want to see business taking place at the altars. That way we know that the Spirit of living water is moving. Oh, that river of living water is moving when the altars are busy. And when we see homes and lives changed, and we see new faces coming in. Oh, God, we desire that once again. Father, I pray, Lord, we see it every now and then, every now and then we see a movement in many congregations. But we want to see it. Oh, Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, day after day, 7 days a week, we want to hear the good news of the, what God has done, what you've done today. Lord, we thank you and praise you now for what you do. Have your way. And thank you for this time in Jesus' name. Amen.